news from UNIFIL. On 24 June, Major General Diodato Abbagnara of Italy officially took over command of UNIFIL from Lieutenant General Aroldo Lazzaro of Spain during a ceremony that was held at UNIFIL headquarters in Nakura. In his remarks, Major General Abbagnara acknowledged the fragile security environment and the challenges ahead, while expressing confidence in UNIFIL's partners and mission.
The security environment remains fragile. Risks are present, but we are not alone. We move forward alongside the people that every day work for peace with our trusted partners and supported by the United Nations family and international community.
Looking ahead, the new force commander emphasized that UNIFIL is undergoing an important transformation to better respond to today's realities.
We are engaged in a forward-looking adaptation process, a transformation that strengthens our ability to fulfill our tasks more effectively, efficiently, and credibly. This adaptation reaffirms our core mandate to protect civilians, to monitor the cessation of hostilities, to contribute to the stabilization of southern Lebanon in accordance with Resolution 1701, and to support the Lebanese Armed Forces. Security Council Resolution 1701 remains our foundation, our compass.
During his recent visit to Lebanon, the United Nations Head of Peacekeeping Mission Jean-Pierre Lacroix visited UNIFIL headquarters in Nakura and the mission's area of operations. He met with then-Head of Mission and Force Commander Lieutenant General Aroldo Lazzaro, the leadership team, and peacekeepers on the ground and at sea. Praising their dedication, he highlighted the peacekeepers' steadfast presence throughout the recent hostilities and their crucial role in promoting security and stability in South Lebanon.
The UNIFIL peacekeepers have remained in their position throughout the most difficult and dangerous phase of the hostilities. And I want to pay tribute to all of them, to the troop contributing countries, to the men and women who steadfastly remained and faced very difficult dangers and threats. But they're still here. The UNIFIL is still present everywhere in the different positions and fully committed to continuing in the delivery of the mandate.
During his visit to the UNIFIL Maritime Task Force, where he met with peacekeepers serving at sea, Mr. Lacroix stressed the importance of UNIFIL's maritime support to Lebanon.
The Maritime Task Force plays an important role in supporting the Lebanese armed forces, particularly the Lebanese Navy, in asserting control over the Lebanese territorial water. And as the Lebanese Navy is gradually stepping up, making sure that there is actual surveillance over the Lebanese territorial water.
The head of UN peacekeeping underscored UNIFIL's vital role together with that of the Lebanese armed forces in sustaining the cessation of hostilities, fostering mutual understanding, and advancing the implementation of Resolution 1701.
UNIFIL plays a critical role in enabling the implementation of Resolution 1701 in various ways, certainly by supporting the Lebanese armed forces as they are increasing their deployment in southern Lebanon and asserting the authority of the Lebanese government over the that area. And in addition to that, the UNIFIL plays an equally important role in liaising between the parties, between the Lebanese armed forces and the Israeli defense forces at the time where there still is a presence of the Israeli defense forces in Lebanese territory.
Mr. Lacroix also recognized UNIFIL's efforts in supporting the local population in the mission's area of operations, including road clearance, mine action, and community projects.
UNIFIL colleagues are also making a lot of effort to support the population in their area of operation by helping to clear roads, to remove mines and explosive devices, and supporting the reconstruction effort. So in many ways, UNIFIL is an active player in supporting not only Lebanon and the Lebanese people, but also the efforts towards a durable, lasting solution in the region.
On 18 June, UNIFIL Malaysian peacekeepers donated a range of technology equipment to the Ma'loub Orphanage in South Lebanon. The donation included 7 desktop computers, 2 laptops, 2 smart televisions, 2 LCD projectors, a camera, and a wireless microphone. The initiative aims to support education and digital skills development among southern communities. As part of the event, Malaysian peacekeepers also held a community engagement activity with the orphanage students and personnel, strengthening their interaction with the locals. UNIFIL Indonesian peacekeepers recently carried out 2 humanitarian initiatives as part of their ongoing support to the local communities in South Lebanon. On 12 June in Rubit Latin village, they joined the local residents to clear damaged buildings and improve basic infrastructure. This community effort helped restore parts of the village that had been damaged during the recent hostilities. On the same day in Tulin village, the peacekeepers launched an education support program aimed at helping children affected by the conflict. Indonesian peacekeepers built simple learning spaces, distributed school supplies, and organized fun and educational activities, including trauma healing sessions.